If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cow commercials. Get on our website, click on his link, order his music. You need it.
And you deserve it.
You have to have it.
What's the matter with you if you ain't already got it?
If you aren't, right? Yeah. Exactly. Let's have some music, shall we?
Oh, let's.
Craig Chambers is riding along with us. This is The Place Where I Worship.
The place where I worship is the wide open spaces built by the hand of the Lord, where the trees of the forest are like pipes of an organ, and the breeze plays an amen chord. They light up the mountains. Mountains are altars of God. Oh, the place where I worship is the wide open spaces where the sun warms the peaceful sod. There's a car sky blue roof above. I'm welcome there alone or with the one I love. In your heart, take a good look. If you follow the good book, you're sure to find your is the wide open spaces built by the hand of the Lord. There's a car sky blue roof above. I'm welcome there alone or with the one I love. In your heart, take a good look. If you follow the good book, you're sure to find the wide open spaces built by the hand of the Lord. Built by the hand of the Lord.
Oh yeah, good stuff there from Craig Chambers. Bet you the place where I worship is the wide open spaces.
Yeah, why not?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, where did that come
from? Where'd that come from?
I have no idea.
Well, where did that bitch link come from?
Right?
I know.
You do.
I do.
Because when that thing cracks you in the wrist or someplace else.
Yeah, that is a finger pinching
right.
son of a
yeah.
gun.
Well, what about bitch mastic?
Or
a bitch stick. They all have that origin.
Yeah,
don't they?
Or the dammit tool.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I know where that came from. Exactly. You know, and it's funny. You got to talk about kids and grandkids, because when something comes out of a grandkid's mouth or something comes out of a kid's mouth,
uh-huh.
yeah, mom will say, "Well, where did that come from?"
Well, yeah,
9 times out of 10 from grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
Or dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like Dylan, you know?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. You know, told this story before. I'm putting the shoes on a waspy old mare for the first time each spring. Yeah. She planted me, and I tumbled across the barn floor, and he looks at me, and he says, "See, that's why I want to be a fireman.
That's why I'm going to be a fireman."
Yeah, not a horseshoer. I just said, "Dylan, be quiet.
Yeah.
Just shush.
Do you have to be here somewhere?
Just shush.
Right.
Yeah,
I think
right,
your mother.
Right. Yeah, mom's right calling. Now. Right. And then not too long after that, I'm changing the oil in the pickup and drop the plug in the oil bucket.
Of course.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. And I start doing a little.
Turning the air blue.
Dylan stood over there and he says, "Dad, I'm just going to stand over here and be quiet, okay?"
That is a smart boy.
He learned. Yeah,
he is an intelligent young man.
I just said, "Good idea, Dylan. Good idea." Yeah. Well, and when Jacqueline sees it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
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 Sadie, Dylan.
Sadie, go to the house.
Go to the house.
She can see that it's about to explode, that I'm about to explode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Sadie, go to the house quick.
Quick.
Good
quick.
Idea. Right. Oh, my. Where did that come
Where
from?
Where did that come from? Absolutely, yeah.
You ever tried to teach a new foal to load into a horse trailer with your spouse? Let me give you a little bit of information here.
We're going to see just how good this marriage is.
Yeah, we're going to save some lives here.
Yes.
And it got down to the point where that's what she said. She said, "You know, if you don't quit, you're going to be loading this horse by yourself. I'm out. I'm done." Right?
Right, right, yeah. right.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
Yeah, I recall getting a lot of good information from my wife while riding a waspy colt for the first time.
Right, yeah.
Do this, do that, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
You got some good information from your daughter
when
it comes to crossing water, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Little green broke horse, you know, 3-4 rides on it, nice, cool fall day, feeling good.
Right, right.
And I knew as soon as this little horse jumped that ditch, he was going to swallow
explode.
His head.
Yeah, as soon as he hit the other side.
I was hesitating a little bit. Yeah. And Marty, I don't know, 3-4 years old, something, maybe 5, something like that. Anyway, she says, "Just hold on to the saddle horn like this, Dad." And she kicked the
watch
horse,
me. Yeah.
Jumped across the ditch, and then jumped back. See,
right.
Just do it like that.
Just like that, and you'll be fine. One of my kids told me, "Just kick her in the slats, Dad."
Pretty soon we get our own, what's it called?
What?
I
don't know, but we do need to go to a little cowpoke poetry.
We don't have that much time.
Yeah, that's right. When the dogs took over the ranch.
The day that the dogs took over the ranch was a day just like the others. They figured they had all the help they needed with all of their sisters and brothers, so they fired all the people and sent them away, and divvied the chores between dogs, each of them having at least some expertise in caring for cattle and hogs. The border collie was voted the foreman, the Aussie was next in command, and barked out orders to the rest of the pack, "Oi, muster the doggies at hand!" "Aye, get off your bahoochies," snapped a Sheltie. The Kelpie yelped, "Good on you, mate!" No one could understand the Catahoula as he sat there blocking the gate. An English sheepdog woofed, "I'll watch the woolies. For this purpose, I've been tutored." The heeler howled, "I'll take care of the Sheilas," even though he had been neutered. and they did just fine for a while on the ranch. Everything seemed hunky-dory. Till one day, a snotty Scotty Terrier marked another's territory. Then they all began to bark more and wag less. And it came to a fever pitch when the dachshund was fired the day after he called the boss's sister a bitch. The Pyrenees chased off the coyote cousins for eating some of the chickens. The Labradoodle phoned the SPCA, and from there the plot only thickens. 'Cause someone made fun of the Shih Tzu's haircut and called him a mop with 4 feet. Then they all had to take some workplace training and learn how to be more discreet. It all fell apart when the Chihuahua got stuck trying to clear a blocked rumen. "Ah, bloody hell," snapped an indigent corgi. "We're in dire need of a human." The collie growled, "Let's not be too hasty, chaps. I'm not sure that we need those bums. I think a chimpanzee will do in a pinch. All we really need are some thumbs."
Well, I have no idea where that came from, okay? That's all I can say.
Advice.
Yeah. Oh,
that's what it
was. Is that the word you were looking for? How about Dick's pick?
Oh, it's a good one.
Who's singing?
Patsy Cline.
What's she saying?
South of the Border.
Yay.
South of the border, down Mexico way. That's where they fell in love when stars above came out to play. Was a picture in old Spanish lace. Just for a tender while, he kissed the smile upon her face. For it was fiesta, and they were so gay. South of the border, then she sighed as she whispered mañana, never dreaming that they were parting. And he lied as he whispered mañana, for that tomorrow never came. South of the border, he rode back one day.
Oh, that's some beautiful singing right there. Yeah. Hey, it only takes us 3 or 4 minutes to come up with the word that we're looking for. We need to ditch out to a cow commercial, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.